You've reached emergency roadside assistance. This is floor manager Quenisha. How may I assist you? Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I am doing fine. I'm doing fine. I am calling. I really wanted to speak with that young lady's boss, and she connected me to you. I want to give you just a brief rundown of the experience that I have had within the last 32 hours with roadside assistance. I spent my entire day yesterday on the phone with four different representatives. Neither representative, but the last one that I spoke with, and this was around bedtime. This was around 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, when I was on the phone with the last representative. The other ones could not find my account for nothing in the world to save their lives. They gave me the hardest time. They kept telling me I was going to have to pay out of pocket. I kept telling them, no, that's not optional because I have roadside assistance, and that shouldn't even be an option, period. I shouldn't have to pay out of pocket because this is not an error on my end. This error came from elsewhere, from that side. You know, so I have not. Another one kept saying, you exceeded your amount of towing. And, you know, but at the same time, they were telling me they couldn't see my account. I didn't understand that at all. After being on a hold for 2.5 hours with the last representative last night, she found my account. She said, Ms. Clark, I found it. And she said, but I'm going to have to put you on hold. She said, I see where they are saying that you have exceeded your amount of towing. She said that as well. She said it was in the notes. She said, but I just briefly looked over it. And from my look, you have not received the exceeded amount. I said, no, ma'am, I haven't. I said, I only received three towing. I'm allowed to have five. And the third towing didn't even take place because I wind up telling them that was okay. So as she had me on hold, my 7-year-old son came in my bedroom and accidentally hung that phone up, and I lost her. And I had no more fight in me. I could not call back. I had cooked dinner with roadside assistance on the phone. I had folded three big loads of clothes with roadside assistance on the phone. I was drained. I could not go any further. So I said, okay, I'm going to contact the store that my truck caught flat at. I'm let them know that I'm gonna get it removed tomorrow morning and just pray that I'll be okay, that they don't have it towed and I won't have to be out of no whole lot of money getting my truck back. So this morning after 7 a.m. I called my insurance company. I wanted to call them because I wanted to tell them, listen, whatever, I need to know the correct information, because the information that I'm giving them, they are saying they can't pull me up. They're not finding me, or it's inactive or whatever it may be. She gave me the same exact information that I had been giving them the entire time. Okay. I called roadside assistance again. I got a supervisor on the phone. She said that it's not going to let her override it, that it is showing where I've exceeded the amount of towing. I said, huh? No way. That's not possible. What is going on? First, she said she didn't see my account. It's showing where I don't have coverage, that my coverage wasn't added back or something. She said, it wasn't added back. And then it's also saying that I exceeded the amount of towing. And it can't be overrided. Unfortunately, she can't override. I said, no. I cannot accept this. I cannot. I pay my bill. I should not have to accept this. This is not fair. Connect me or give me someone that is over you.
she connected me elsewhere. I can't, you know, recall the name of the department, but this was the head department evidently, because when I got this gentleman on the phone, he pulled my account up. He found my account. He saw that I was active. He saw the error immediately. He fixed the error immediately. He gave me a reference number to give to Roadside Assistance. He had Roadside Assistance who called me to place the towing service order. He was awesome. And I just want to say that when the Roadside Assistance people reached out to me not long ago after talking to that guy on the phone, he got the address. I gave him the reference number. I gave him the address where the truck is located. He asked for the address where the truck would be towed. I gave him all of that information. He said, "Ms. Clark, I'm going to put you on hold for a brief second. I'm going to find your provider, and I'll be back." I stayed on hold for 35 minutes. He still never came back to the phone. So I didn't hang up, but I clicked over and called you guys back again on the three-way. And that's when I got Christine, your young lady.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Kiani.
And when I told Kiani. Kiani.
Yes, ma'am.
Christine didn't sound right. Yes, Kiani. When I got her on that phone, she was absolutely professional. She was awesome. She got down to the business. And she is representing you guys very well. And I just had to let that be known. That young lady told me, she said, "Ms. Clark, what I'll do," and I don't understand why the gentleman didn't do the same. She said, when I gave her all my information, where the truck was located and where it's going to be going, she said, "I'm going to reach out to a service provider, and what I'll do, I'll give you a text message letting you know the name of the provider and how long it would be before they reach you." Immediately after I hung up the phone with Kiani, maybe about 3 minutes later, I was getting a message telling me the provider's name and how long it's going to take before they get to me and all of that. And not only that, she was calling back confirming that it had came through, the text message had came through. And I just think she just needs to be complimented. She needs it. I mean, I love giving credit where it's due. And that young lady is awesome. She is. She
Thank
got down
you.
To the point. She got down to the business.
Yes, ma'am. I'll make sure she is acknowledged.
Please do. Please do. Because she deserved it. She deserved it. And it didn't even take her long. And I don't understand why, when I got that gentleman on the phone and he claimed to be reaching out to a provider, why I was on hold for 35 minutes and he never found a provider. And if I hadn't hung up, I'd probably be still on hold right now. But, hey, it is what it is. He pulled me through, and I appreciate it. And I thank you guys. And let me get ready to go meet them so I can get my truck to the shop. Thank you guys again. And tell Kiani, she is awesome.
Yes, ma'am. I'll make sure you have a great day and stay safe.
You too.
Bye.